Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Ukraine's power grid under attack.
This is about utter devastation.
Radioactive contamination at school.
We do want to hear what's going on because these are our babies.
The president set to tap the oil spigot again.
15 million more barrels in December.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia says it's launched new strikes on critical Ukrainian power plants today. Attacks over the past week have triggered massive blackouts, threatening misery for millions this winter. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Ukraine says 30% of its power stations have been destroyed by Russian strikes in just over a week, causing rolling blackouts. With Ukraine's harsh winter looming, long-term power outages could be devastating for the military, the public, and everyone's morale. And that's probably the whole point. Suicide drones have also pummeled Ukraine's cities this week. Iran denies that it's selling them to Russia for use in Ukraine. The U.S. says Iran is lying.
An Iranian climber who competed in South Korea without her headscarf on gets a hero's welcome home in Tehran. Supporters outside Imam Khomeini Airport recording Elnaz Rakabi's return on cell phones. She apologized in an Instagram post claiming her hijab had accidentally slipped off. We're learning radioactive contamination around a school in suburban St. Louis could be more widespread than previously believed. Correspondent Adriana Diaz checked in with parents.
There is fury in Florissant, Missouri, after Jana Elementary School tested positive for dangerous radioactive contaminants.
We cannot allow our community to be devastated by the poor choices of people in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
That's PTA President Ashley Burnoff, who's been fighting for transparency for nearly a decade.
My biggest fear is that our kids are going to end up with illness later on in life.
How this is even possible dates back to the 1940s and 50s, when radioactive waste was stored near what's now St. Louis Airport.
The Army Corps of Engineers denied us testing.
Lawyers bringing a class action lawsuit hired their own investigator who did test inside the school building. They found unacceptable levels of radioactive lead inside the kitchen, gym, and ventilation systems. At the playground, lead levels were 22 times higher than normal.
Every year, about 17,000 children wind up in hospitals because of school bus accidents. The biggest risk? The 10 feet that surround a stopped bus. Correspondent Meg Oliver takes us to one district trying to solve the problem.
For driver Brenda Shawshaw in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, student safety is her top concern.
I see people cutting us off. I see people going around the bus, whether the stop sign's out or not.
Nationwide, school buses are passed illegally more than 17 million times a year. Now, 120 buses in Shawshaw's school district are mounted with cameras, recording every violator's license plate. Videos are forwarded to police to issue a $300 fine. For Bethlehem Superintendent Joseph Roy, the beauty of the plan is that the cameras are free.
What do you say to the naysayers who say this is just Big Brother overreaching?
I'm worried about the kids. My job is the kids. Just drive more safely.
Meg Oliver, CBS News, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You'll be able to keep more money from the IRS next year to make up for rising prices for food and energy. This year, the agency's raising income thresholds for all brackets and increasing the standard deduction for the tax return you'll file in 2024.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden plans to announce he's releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to keep gas prices in check. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
No president has used America's emergency supply of oil to the extent Joe Biden has. This latest release of 15 million more barrels in December will complete the drawdown from the Strategic Reserve that the president initiated last March. But aides say additional releases are possible this winter, with decisions driven by market forces and global supply.
The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.85 today, down 7 cents from a week ago, but up 18 cents from last month. Former President Trump will be questioned under oath today in a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. She claims he sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at the Bergdorf Goodman department store in New York City in the 1990s. Newly released police body cam video has created controversy over voting law in Florida. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports.
On August 18th, police showed up at the Tampa home of Tony Patterson, a registered sex offender who was told he was under arrest for voter fraud.
What is voter fraud?
Voting when you're not supposed to.
That same day, Ramona Oliver, who served 18 years on a second-degree murder charge, was arrested for voting illegally in 2020, even though she'd received a voter ID card from the state.
I voted, but I ain't commit no fraud.
Patterson, Oliver, and 18 others were accused of violating a 2018 state law that allows most former felons to vote after they complete their sentences, but not those convicted of murder or felony sex offenses, as Patterson and Oliver were. They now face 5 years in prison. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis touted the arrests that same day.
They did not get their rights restored, and yet they went ahead and voted anyways.
Patterson tells a police officer he was misled.
Why would y'all let me vote if I wasn't able to vote?
I'm not sure, buddy.
And that confusion is exactly what voting experts say shouldn't have been allowed in the first place.
Wonder why you get pestered by mosquitoes on a warm summer night, but the person you're with doesn't have to swat away a single one? Researchers at Rockefeller University find people who produce higher levels of carboxylic acid are 100 times more attractive to female Aedes aegypti, the same insects responsible for spreading diseases like dengue and yellow fever. A streamer is on the upswing.
I don't have my powers.
But Netflix does. Thanks to shows like Stranger Things, it's reversed a decline, adding about 223 million viewers in the third quarter, most from outside the U.S. Netflix hopes to attract additional viewers with lower cost subscriptions next month that include advertising.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a snowy October in parts of the Midwest. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Here in Chicago, we've experienced the first snow flurries of the season, but over a foot of snow has fallen over parts of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. They've already seen thick snowflakes in Warsaw, Indiana, where Meredith Miller lives.
I was hoping it would hold off until closer to like Thanksgiving, but hey, you know, we've seen snow on Halloween before.
Many Americans are under freeze and frost advisories from the Rockies to the Northeast.
An NBA star remembers a hoops ace imprisoned in Russia. Steph Curry with the shout out during the Warriors ring ceremony on opening night.
Brittany Griner's birthday is today. She's 32 years old. We want to continue to let her name be known. It's been 243 days since she's been wrongfully incarcerated in Russia. We hope that she comes home soon and everybody's doing their part to get her home.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.